Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City, 91.5, The Blessing. WHCB it is. We herald Christ's blessings is our slogan from all the years gone by. It's still our slogan. It goes with our call letters, doesn't it? That's why we got them back in 1982, I guess it was. We reserved the call letters. WHCB. We herald Christ's blessings. And so, we still do that. We call ourselves the blessing because folks have a hard time, I guess, remembering we herald Christ's blessings. I know I have trouble saying it this early in the morning. But we are still here, still doing the work God's called us to do, and still excited about it. Yep, some days they get tough, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're facing a new day, so that makes it a little easier, doesn't it? You can give online. You can write to us online. You can send us your church news or community news online at whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we appreciate your prayers for us here at WHCB. Have you encountered the phrase, the beauty of holiness, as you've studied in your Bible? It's there several times. You find it in the Bible. It pertains to the Lord God, as He is the perfection of both beauty and holiness. So we look at the meaning of the words. Beauty is the evidence of being very pleasing, a thing having quality. And holiness is a term indicating sanctity or separation from all that is sinful, impure, or morally imperfect. Moral wholeness, one of the essential attributes of the divine nature, entire freedom from moral evil, absolute moral perfection. So when we look at the definitions, we figure it out. Beauty means something very pleasing of quality. It's having quality. And holiness is this sanctity, separation from all impurity. Now, in the scripture, we find it here in 1 Chronicles 16:29. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Come before Him. O, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Or Psalm 96:9, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Do you believe in holiness? I do. I believe in holiness living. Do you? Do you believe in being sanctified and set apart unto God Himself? Oh, I trust you do. That's what we are to be in Christ Jesus. And we are to worship in the beauty of holiness, as it said there in Psalm 96:9. Psalm 27:4 has it this way, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Or this final one from Psalm 90, verse 17, let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us. Wow. There was an emphasis in these scriptures on the word worship. So that's adoration, expression of love, gratitude, appreciation for His power, for His sustaining us, for His saving us, for His empowering us. All of those things are there. When we think of the Sunday morning worship service or worship service any other time, it's supposed to be a worship service. Worship service. But in many churches, it's performance. There's a performance of singers. There's a performance of musicians. There are vocalists who bring attention to themselves. Pastors who tell stories, and some of those stories are not necessarily from Scripture. So what's happened to the worship of the Lord? Older folks would say, what's happened to the singing of hymns or the singing of gospel songs? Well, Younger folks will say, well, that's what we do. But the question is, what is the purpose of whatever it is that you do? Whether it's contemporary or ancient. Whether it's what you grew up with or if it's something you've never seen before. What is the value of this type of worship, whatever it is? Well, the value is in who you are worshiping. We need to have messages from those of us who stand in the pulpits, messages to challenge the hearts of people to live better lives and to witness to others of their faith. And that is calling us to worship. You know, I really do believe in the power and usefulness of media for the spreading of the gospel. If I didn't, I wouldn't have given 34 years or so of my life to this one ministry of WHCB. I believe very much that radio and television and internet and video recordings and audio recordings can be useful in the lives of men and women. There are some great preachers on TV and on radio, but there are some that simply are there for themselves and not for the Lord. Hopefully, here at WHCB, we don't have that. We try not to. But the point is, what is the value of preaching or singing or playing instruments or being in some sort of an organized worship service unless there is truly worship? We need to be very careful that we worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. When we go to the service and we are there with those of like precious faith, we should be in the warm glow of Christ's love and the Word of God, placing it in our hearts and on our minds. We should be rejuvenated even in our worship. It should bring us to life, as you will, even as we study the Word, or as we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, as it reminds us in 1 Chronicles 16:29. May it be so in your life and in mine that we worship the Lord in holiness, and that we serve Him in His love and in His power. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the reminder that we are to worship You in the beauty of holiness. Help us to do that. Help us to truly worship You, not to be involved with ourselves or with others, but to be involved with You in the worship. Lord, we adore You. We thank You for loving us. We thank You for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank You for doing such a wonderful, great work in our lives and for giving us that love that never fails. And Lord, I realize there are some in our midst that are bereaved today. They're grieved. And we do ask that You would place grace in their hearts and that You would remove that grief. Lord, I know there are some folks that they don't know that they can live without that grief. And I pray, Lord, that You would show them that they can. And I pray that that grace of Yours would be more than sufficient. And we pray for Your provision for us and for this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.